When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
What's going on, everyone? Well, I'll give you out of order. Out of order was the Philadelphia Eagles last January. Out of order was the Philadelphia Eagles in early October. I am beyond stunned. And I'm curious, of the many aspects of this team which have thrilled us, which element of it has shocked you the most? It'll be interesting. I mean, the defense is a worthy answer. There's no question. But so, too, is how did they get it back together? I mean, 71% of people wanted Sirianni fired, based on a poll we did at the end of last year. You know, this whole CEO coach thing was incredibly doubted. Incredibly doubted. And yet here they are, maybe the best team in pro football. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Keith in Germantown kicks us off. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, Keith.
Man, it's just amazing watching this Eagles do their thing on the field. It's just shocking the world how these cats are coming together. And, you know, with all the things going on, it feels like it's an everyday thing for them. It's like going on the field and you're just seeing something different every week. Every week you want to see something different. And that's the real shocking part. But the one thing that really gets me is when Jalen Hurts sits on the bench, it just seems like the face reaction that he has on the bench, like he doesn't care who they playing. We're going to win.
He's very confident.
I'd say he doesn't really change his expression whether they're playing the best team in football or the worst team
except
in football.
Except when Saquon goes off.
You're right. No, that's a good point, Rhea.
He smiles.
He has shown smiles. Yes, he has. When he sees Saquon scampering. Yeah, that's true.
Once a blue moon, but he seems like it doesn't care who they playing. We're going to win. And he has that look on his face. No computer in front of him. Nothing. He just sits on a bench until it's time for him to come in. He doesn't care. We're going to win.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you say care, I know what you mean. He cares, but I understand what you mean. Rhea,
kind of like for him to have a computer sometimes.
Though. Yeah, but I also like the change up. I like the smiles.
There are times where he's just sitting there, and I feel as though he could be more productive. Like, let's be honest. When he's just sitting there, right, and it seems like he's not talking to anyone.
I know.
There have been a couple times where it's like, man, you could be getting some information about something.
I know. He's not doing the Peyton Manning thing.
I mean, I know you need to recuperate.
Right.
But not, like, can we multitask while recuperating,
yeah,
Jalen?
No,
I do think that's something that they can work on.
Well, the good news is they worked on any number of things with him that they've never articulated quite what they were. But, you know, Brandon Graham, when he was in with us a week or two ago, had referenced, and I don't have the exact quote, but something to the extent that Jalen changed something about the, let me put it this way. I think what he was alluding to is some of the stuff people complained about with his personality as it related to interacting with others.
Well, you've seen it all year. I mean, every post-game interview, all the stuff, the way he talks, the positivity. Yeah. I mean, the way, like, he's smiling, he's laughing, he's having fun. It might not be every time you see him on the sideline, but I think he's done a really good job of that.
Let me give you an example. So let's listen to Jalen Hurts. This is from after the game Sunday night. So they get that win. They get to 10-2. Now, remember, back in... when was it he was asked that softball about Sirianni? Was it the summer? Right,
it was the OTA's time.
Okay. So he's asked a question and just gives a disastrous answer. Just disastrous about Sirianni. And it's like, oh my God, here we go again. Now he gets asked, I would say, a somewhat similar question about Nick Sirianni. And this time his answer is so much more buttoned up. It doesn't cause any problems. If anything, it makes people feel really good, because you feel like these guys are on the same page, even if Sirianni and Hurts aren't communicating quite as often, because you got the Kellen Moore factor, you don't have an issue. Listen to Hurts the other day answering a reasonable question about Sirianni in a very reasonable way.
What ways do you think Nick has evolved and grown through this season?
Yeah, I just think, his approach, his patience in certain moments, and I think his ability to dive in and kind of get the real detail of things, so he can better prepare us to do what we do. I know he's very intentional with the time he spends and the situations, and he's had some moments where, you know, he wish he could have done something else, and then he has some moments where we got to help him out as well, and then we got moments where we need to learn from him all, and so it's all collaborative. All collaborative.
He was just in here and he was saying that you belong in the MVP discussion, and it's that people try to discredit you because of stats. What's it mean for you that he kind of, you know, defends you like that?
I mean, I appreciate his intentions with it, and I have a lot of love for coaching that. My focus is winning. You know, my focus is winning and doing what I need to do to help this team win.
What a tremendous answer. I mean, Rhea, that's a 180 from what he said this summer about Sirianni.
The two of them, and I didn't think that was a relationship that could be repaired.
I didn't either.
I mean, I'm stunned, and I rolled my eyes at they had a meet, you know, that they met during the bye and worked some, but clearly I was wrong, because it seems like they have.
You know, my thought was here's where I was coming into the season. The only way the Sirianni Hurts thing can work is if they're completely separated and Kellen Moore is the only one basically dealing with Jalen. That's where I was. And I don't think that's what it is.
Which ultimately is not going to work long term.
It's not a great way.
Yeah.
It's not a great way for an organization.
It's not sustainable.
It's not smart. I mean, and I think we know Howie and Jeff Lurie are smart enough and wise enough to know that's not a great approach. But we had all sorts of questions and all sorts of doubts. Rhea, what has surprised you the most with this football team that both impresses you and surprises you?
Well, you guys took a lot of the defense, so I'll go over to the offensive line. We all know how great Jeff Statlin is.
Yep.
The fact that he took Mekhi Becton and made him into a guard. Reasons why Saquon is, and it's this line. You see, he's on the second level sometimes. My lot is out for a couple.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
James, Fred Johnson comes in and play. We keep acting like we're surprised that, I mean, but the Mekhi Becton
thing, it's shocking.
Blows my mind.
It's kind of like, here's what it's sort of like, because I followed that situation in New York enough to know.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like getting someone else's Jalen Reagor, and then they become really good. Now, the thing about Becton is there was always natural skill set there, but he was just not seen in New York as a worker, as a guy that could stay healthy. Like, he was a bust. I mean, just telling you, he was a freaking bust with the New York Jets. He gets here, they change his position, he's flourishing.
And just on a hunch by Stoutland. Let's try him out there.
Pretty amazing. Let's get to Dennis right now in Mount Laurel. Dennis, good morning. Dennis, not ready to go. We go to Ken. Ken is calling from Mays Landing. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Ken.
So my biggest surprise was the tale of two passers the other day. Jalen really surprised me, especially in that one soft zone. A.J. sits down the middle. The ball was on, like, his back hip thigh. A.J. falls to the ground. Jalen was protecting him. That crossing route, that shallow route to Goddard, and there was zip on the ball. And conversely, Mark Andrews could have gotten lit up the way Lamar was hanging him out to dry across the middle. Now, credit to Andrews for catching those, but I don't know if you noticed
it's never been close. It's never been close. Like, the comparison between Jalen's arm and accuracy and Lamar Jackson's, it's night and day.
Yeah, Ken, I've never worried about Jalen's arm. I obviously have had major concerns on other levels of
decision
his play.
Making more.
Yeah, but his arm, while not phenomenal, is more than good enough to win with. No question about that.
He had a couple passes earlier this year to A.J. on the outside where you could see A.J. was a little frustrated. And the difference between the way he, like, chose to have zip on the ball and when he puts the touch on the pass, that was very surprising because I still have nightmares of that final pass in that Tampa game his first year. This guy doesn't have an arm, but it turns out my man worked his way into really having an arm, which was great. And one thing real quick, that can we get rid of that outside quarterback sweep? I love up the middle. They're using Saquon almost as a fullback, which, you know, Richie, I'm sure, has probably seen it. Saquon goes up the middle. Sometimes he gets lit up, but then Jalen seems, you know, that 9 or 10 yards that he had the other day, and that outside QB sneak, I'm not feeling it. So thanks for taking my calls, guys, and go Hurts. I love the arm, man.
You got it, Ken. Appreciate the phone call, man.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.